Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Don't mind us. Welcome to Backchat, YouTube, podcast. I'm sure you're enjoying it somewhere. We're just talking about how hot Jack Buckley's dad is.
Yeah, and Jack Buckley.
Yeah, I mean, Jack Buckley's hot. Hot as Backchat Backman of the Year, yep. Of course. But his dad,
Ben.
He's an attractive man, Ben Buckley.
Yep, looks a bit like George Clooney.
Does really? He does.
Looks a lot like
silver
George
hair.
Clooney.
Yep. Silver hair. Silver fox.
Tan.
Movie Love star that. Looks.
Yep, he does.
Welcome, fellas. Dan and Hamish.
Hello, welcome.
Hey, great to be here.
Hey.
How's your weekend, Homer?
Yeah, it was good.
What is it?
I'm
like?
Burnt.
What's
I'm
going
burnt.
On with your eyes?
That is a little burn there under my left
like a,
eye.
Looks like a punch.
No, it does look a bit like a punch. I played golf today.
How'd you hit them?
Average.
Hammer swings.
Yep, hammer swings. Really, really bad. No, it wasn't really bad today, but just shit. Average and shit, and it just hurts.
Who'd you play with?
Jack Gilfetter, one of my friends.
Gilf.
Gilf, yep. Shout out Gilf. He'll be listening, actually. And he beat me today. I should have lied just then. No one would know. I should have lied and said that.
You don't lie, though. No, Dan, how was your weekend, mate?
Look, pretty chill. Easter. Then there was Monday footy. It was pretty good being at the office today, 12 o'clock.
Don't skim over what Sunday was.
Sunday was just a debacle watching the West Coast Eagles.
Did you watch the whole game?
Yeah. Sat down, 10 o'clock, had a coffee.
You didn't walk off from that? You stayed the whole game?
Stayed the whole game.
I watched it for like media purposes. Like I need to do that. To do this,
right.
our job.
Yes.
Not as a fan. And I could not stay to the end. I couldn't watch the end.
Right.
I had to leave.
The thing for me was that I had a bit of a tongue-in-cheek tweet about how West Coast Eagles would never stoop so low to score only 34 points. Because that's what happened to Adelaide. And I tweeted that the night before. And then I was on 34-point watch, and they only ended up with 30. So a lot of people coming at my own on Twitter, like, you jinxed us.
Oh. Blah, blah, blah.
So I don't think it was you that jinxed
him. No.
I've got to be honest with you. I'm going to put it out there and don't think it was, think you jinxed him.
I just don't understand. I don't understand how, like,
I do.
They can just be.
I do.
Like, first quarter, it was like two teams just playing football against each other. Great.
Yep.
Then second quarter comes along. Then all of a sudden, they just forget what to do.
They just get tired. They realize that they're not very good, and the other team just says, well, giving them a sniff and then fucking obliterate them.
Backchat power bomb, yeah. Haywise this season, fellas. Look, what can I say about Paywise that you don't already know? Look, it's the same lads. It's Frankie,
mm-hmm.
right? It's Garrick,
yep.
It's Pickers. It's the
don't
same lads.
Pickers.
They're just doing more, right?
Yeah,
they're novatedding leases.
They still novated your lease. If you need a lease, go and novated yourself one.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But they're doing so much more. So salary packaging and the like, Paywise will look after you, but you can still go and get yourself a novated lease. I actually sent someone last week to go and novated themselves a Tesla, which
great.
I'm driving.
Yeah, you're novated.
Yeah,
I've
yeah,
seen
rolling
that
around.
Nova out there.
It's very good.
Yeah. Rolling around.
Feel
in it.
Like so a big dog.
If you get paid by anyone, which a lot of people do,
that's how most people
then
make
you're
a living
eligible up. To go talk to Paywise.
Oh, great. Great segue. A lot. Yeah, that's exactly right. Powering the podcast this season, of course.
Mm.
Boys, we're going to be joined by Xavier Ellis,
woo.
Premiership Hawk.
Great.
Yep.
West Coast Eagle. Best friend of Tom Hawkins,
head of
the 350.
Yep.
I understand this is after the 350.
Yep.
So Geelong have won.
Oh, well done, Geelong.
They did. Congratulations, Geelong. Yep.
We'll be chatting to Zave a little bit later on in the show. Maybe we can ask him why West Coast is so shit down. I don't know.
Yeah, we have.
There's a big thing I wanted to kick off the top, fellas, and it's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to be listening. And if you're a Backchat fan,
locked in.
I would say just behind the Brownlow medal, this will be our biggest event of the year. And we've left it quite tight to let you know about it.
Sure.
We are dropping the back chat ale once again with Shelter, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Ooh, so yeah. Good.
Back chat ale. Brewed for Backman.
Yep.
Like you've never seen before, right behind Hamish's head. You've
new
got them
and
there.
Improved.
New and improved. Like all good teams, we just make improvements over the offseason. Yep. And we are dropping this, and the launch party, plus a little derby preview, might be featuring. This is funny, actually. I thought it'd be ironic to Backchat Ale, brew for Backman.
Yes,
let's invite two of the greatest forwards of all time to play the game down.
Yep.
Josh Kennedy, Matt Pavlich.
Yeah, wow.
So we could have them down there Thursday 18th. So that's in three Thursdays' time at the Leadable Hotel from 6 p.m. Come down, have a beer. Festivities, you'll kick off around halftime of the game that night.
Yep.
Mark Reddings and I will jump on, talk a bit of shit. You were going to come. I think you might be coming from training. Or
You've got me on a good week.
Let's just say that.
Great week.
Hamish will be there.
I'll be there with bells on.
Dan will be there.
I'll be there drinking beers.
Backchat Ale will be there. It'll be a derby preview ahead of the big game. I'm not going to pretend like you're coming there to listen too much about that game. Freo, we're going to win.
Yeah.
Right? West Coast ain't winning.
No.
But let's come on and have a beer, a Backchat Ale with, look, is Pav confirmed yet? No. Am I talking about it like he is? Yes, I am.
A bit of pressure for you, Pav.
Correct. JK is confirmed. Flying all the way down from Jero for this, just for us.
Wow.
I told him what was happening. He said, I'm just going to drop everything I have.
Great.
Yeah. May
How many people are going to be there?
Your schedule
reckon?
Already. Look, I don't know.
There'll be at least 82 or 83, I think.
Why?
Because there's a world record that requires a few people, and I think it's 80 odd.
There's
got a world record
80.
In the pipe.
There's going to be more than 80.
I hadn't thought about that.
I could potentially line up a world record.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, there'll be a world record attempt.
A live world record attempt.
If you want to be involved in a world record attempt, if you want to see Josh Kennedy, Matt Pavlich talk about drinking Backchat Ales, which is just brilliant, I think, in irony's sake, going to get down to Leadable Hotel. April 18th. It's a Thursday from 6 p.m. You can buy your tickets online now.
Right now.
Right now.
There's an Eventbrite link. Nick has put it up in the chat. If you're listening to this, just scroll up a little bit, scroll the chat.
It'll be
in
our bio on socials.
It'll be there too.
Backchat double underscore. It'll be on our website.
Correct.
We'll have more graphics info as we get a little closer. But I would say $20 will get you entry and a can of Backchat Ale. We'll give you a beer on entry.
Right.
Come down, watch the footy, drink beer, listen to forwards. We'll talk shit about them. Because we're Backman and we like doing that, and it'll be a bloody brilliant night.
Yep. The $20 also includes the Eventbrite fee, which they try to sting you with for an extra $2.30. I clicked a button that said include the fee in the ticket price.
Right.
I said, yes.
So it's actually $17.
Yeah, exactly. $17.76.
Right, a little fee. Whatever. We'll have Backchat merch down there. It's Wharfie time.
It is Wharfie time.
It's Backchat mirth. It's proper Wharfie time, just so we know. Flag mantle. I've seen a few media types roll out flag mantle.
Yeah.
Shout out Anna Hay in the West. I saw her on the back page talking about flag mantle. Just so we know, that was fucking 2 years ago.
Ask,
it's Wharfie time.
It is Wharfie.
Just so you know, it's Wharfie time.
This is nothing against Anna Hay. Don't know Anna Hay. Sure, she's a lovely person.
That's fine.
So let me just get that out of the way. Why? Why are we waiting to hear from Anna Hay whether or not it's flag mantle?
It's an exclusive column. It was flag mantle. You know,
Anna Hay's it's flag mantle.
I would say while we're waiting to hear, you know, Hamish Bradshaw was a columnist last year as well.
Yeah, that's true. Hammer time.
Yep. All I'm saying is flag mantle, it could be on. It's Wharfie time though.
It is Wharfie time.
It's Wharfie time. So merch will be there. We'll do giveaways. You can win slabs. You can win trips down to Busso for meals down at Shelter. Yes, that's confirmed.
Yeah,
I've asked the boys at Shelter. Giveaways galore. Just make sure you get amongst it. Backchat Ale relaunch.
So good.
Oh boy, oh boy. Now, Hammer, before you leave, I know you're looking at your watch and you've got to get off to training. Geelong have just done Hawthorn in the footy.
Yep.
Look, the footy happened, Geelong won, whoop-de-doo. We'll get Zave's thoughts on what was going to happen before, because we interviewed him before the game and asked him the oracle what would happen. Let me tell you, he's very close to what actually happened.
Pretty close.
Tom Hawkins, man of the moment.
The Hawk.
Game
350 games.
If I can start on a serious note, like one of the more difficult matchups I've ever had in my career, just because of the size of the man.
He is.
Looks strong.
He's one of very few mountains left in the comp.
Yeah.
I have had this conversation with Andrew Gaff, and I used to talk about this all the time. How many man mountains are left in the comp?
I just can't think of.
He was one of them. Jared Witts was another one.
Like, Lance Franklin, as he got a bit slower, became one. He was big, like massive.
Yeah.
Charlie Dixon.
Briggsy. Mountain,
yes.
Charlie Dixon,
friend
mountain,
good.
Like there's just a couple of mountainous men left.
Not many though.
Not many, and he's one of them. He certainly is one of them.
He could hold space like no other. Like he used to do this thing where he just stand, hold, and point, and you could do nothing because you'd if you could be, if you're good enough to get in front, he'd then just stand behind you and point out the back and be like, just kick it behind us.
Yeah.
So like he's a brilliant player, still is. Kick four, mind you.
Yep.
In a little bit of trouble for a halftime incident, Hamish. Would you like to see it?
I'd love to see
it. Okay, let's have a little look, fellas. If we can have a look into the rooms of the Geelong. Is that where we're going? Into the Geelong rooms? Like, yeah, let's have a look. HBO? Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, he's on the mobile phone. Who's giving him the phone? Oh, no. So he's having a good look at the phone there. Look.
So I think this was in the lightning break.
No,
he's
not all right, Hammer, unfortunately. Absolutely not all right.
What's the deal here?
There's no way he's okay. So there's been a few incidents over the years where we've seen this. I remember one where our ruck coach, Simon Eastow, was back in Melbourne. He didn't get to fly with the team. You weren't on the list at this stage.
No.
He, instead of being there, rang a coach in the huddle on the ground, and there's footage of Nick Nananui on a phone in a huddle getting spoken to from our ruck coach watching TV. Anyway, that's beside the point. The reason he's in trouble, Hammer, is you'll remember –
You're not allowed to have your phones.
Have your phones in a locked box. The only people allowed phones. So as you enter the rooms, Dan, you walk in, there is a specifically designed box that has a padlock on it that as you walk in, phone in, sign your name. I've put my phone away. You can't have a phone that has music only on it. There is no phones, and that's to do with integrity around betting, around team lineups, around all that sort of stuff. So all players, all coaches, there's about three or four people that are allowed a phone. I think the club doctor can have one. I think the team manager effectively does selection stuff with the other teams. The media manager can have one. But that's it. No one else can have them. So the reason he's in trouble, Hammer, even if it is one of those people, you can't just be like looking at phones at halftime of the game.
So
if that phone says, and I'm sure it doesn't, Tom, I need you to kick two goals for my multi to get up.
No, you know he's in trouble.
Do you know what I mean? And there's no way he could probably prove what he did.
So
he's in trouble.
I would like to wait. I'd like to place a small wager with you that he won't be in trouble, and I'll tell you why I don't think he will be. There has been a similar situation I have been involved in with AFLW, whereby someone who had the accreditation pass to have access to the phone,
right,
was on. You have to time quarter time, timing quarter time, had to run off. Something else happened, and it was like I've got to go do this. Emergency, handed the phone to someone who didn't have the accreditation timing it and just held the phone there while it was timing, bang. You're not allowed the phone. Right. And then it was not a full scale, but it was an inquiry like, okay, why have you got the phone there?
Right.
What is it? And you have to explain the reason you have the phone. So if there's no, it is a bit of a process, but if there's no malicious intent and you can prove that what you were doing was...
Yes, how do they prove what was on that phone?
Well, because it was just like, there's the video, I'm just holding the phone doing this. You have to. It'll be a very, very much please explain, but I don't think you'll get anything.
I reckon, so the last time it happened was against Collingwood, got done for exactly the same thing, $20,000 to Collingwood. So he may not be personally in trouble, but people are getting fined. I can guarantee you. Imagine, I was just thinking like, what would it have been like? Maybe like my little Instagram, like just a,
nah,
just a little...
I don't think...
What do you think it was?
I don't know.
Give me something.
I think
family.
I know
emergency.
You don't know.
Family emergency.
No.
It couldn't be a personal thing.
Nicholas.
I made some calls and pulled some strings to try to find out what he was watching. I think I got, this is
great.
Pretty big.
Hey guys, Trent Cotchin here. We're going to run through a little bit about what isn't quite working
game breakdown,
but also regards to their team defense and their
confidence. This is exclusive, by the way.
In this example, we see Collingwood held up in the middle of the ground. Obviously, typically they like to go fast, but they're trying to control possession. You see Rowbottom.
I can't do any more. Please get off. That is brilliant. That is brilliant, Nicholas.
I think he's okay.
Why?
I don't think
so. I'll look after him.
It'll be a place okay.
Like, this is like me, the tribunal when he knocked me out. He's fine. We can look after him. But like, he's clearly not doing anything wrong. We know that.
Yep.
But
it'll be a place to explain, and that'll be there. You go.
Let's
put a wager on it.
Isn't it just dumb for the whoever had the phone
very
to
dumb.
Give it to the player?
Oh, dummy, dumb.
Very dumb.
What do we need to do with Hammer before he leaves? Because he doesn't have long left.
I have about 4 minutes.
What would you like us to do?
Let's do live show breakdown from last week.
Very good.
Yeah, great.
See, this is nice.
Friday night. We watched
it. Yeah, it was Fremantle. Worst game I've ever seen.
Well,
I've never seen
no
worse
than the St Kilda Essendon one I caught on 6PR on the weekend. That was an absolute disgrace.
That sounded like a lot of fun.
Yep. I don't think I've ever watched a worse game live.
We live streamed a game. A couple of your boys, Jack and
Joel.
Fuck you, Joel,
were here. Yep.
Which was great to watch with them. I think more the merrier, to be honest. Yep, I think we'll do it again. It was good fun.
Yeah, it was very good fun.
If you missed it, bad luck. If you want to go back and watch it, please do. It's on our YouTube channel. You can watch it. We're not.
Maybe you missed the game and you thought this would be a good way to rewatch.
Yeah.
That was a way better game. If you're going to rewatch the game, watch it with us.
There's only one point I want to go over with you, and it's to do with the game, but it's to do with our game and what we were doing. And I'd like to show you a piece of vision. Should I introduce what happened here?
Go for it.
I think we should just go in cold.
Roll the tape.
Okay, roll the tape, please. Give us a look.
Dan's going to stay there. I can't stand up. I
can't believe I just broke another world record.
I haven't seen it back. Wow.
It's disappointing.
So, Nick's.
Can we go for the top again? Just play it in full. Just listen to my reaction.
I can't stand up.
Can't believe I just broke another world record.
Fucking serious
cunt. Dan keeps laughing over the top of it. You idiot. So, Nicholas there, for those not watching along at home, was swapping in for part of the watch along. I had a fillet of fish and a beer in one hand.
I had a double fillet.
And the laptop in my other hand. Mm. You can see that clearly on the vision.
Yeah, very clearly. Frame by frame. You can also see that you are clearly slowly trying to work yourself up.
Correct. At said point of midway up, Nick has come into inverted commas, help.
Help a brother out.
And he has grabbed the hand that is holding the fillet of fish and the beer and tipped it all over my laptop.
Yeah.
What would have been better,
and the blueberries too.
What would have been a lot better was maybe just grab the beer.
Yeah, or go.
I'll take that.
Do you want me to grab your laptop?
Yeah.
Nick, I'm going to give you a chance to speak here, mate. What were you thinking?
It's pretty damning.
After seeing the vision.
It's pretty damning footage, I'm not going to lie. I feel like I've rocked up to a club on Monday and the coach has sat me down and made me rewatch a couple clangers. But this, looking back on it, it's a shocker. Like,
You did. It was really poor.
I actually thought I put the laptop in danger by the way I was holding things, but I actually wasn't.
No, you weren't holding the beer on the laptop.
I thought I was.
That's what I thought you were doing. But then looking back,
at the time, it looked like.
Oh, it's so bad. The only way it could have been better is if the fillet of fish landed up with mayonnaise down on it.
Yeah. Well, at least it was the fish was safe. But damning footage. If it goes to court of law, I'm blocked
up there.
You're
in trouble.
There's...
Yeah. If you want to rock and roll that back, just watch one more time. Watch Fuck You, Joel. Watch his reaction. And then watch Jack's,
on the right-hand side.
And then watch Jack's reaction in the back. Joel's very interested. Oh, and there's Munners.
That's
all right.
He's like, I'm going to skull this beer. I've got no interest. He's like, we're going to shut this down.
They were concerned after the fact. They thought it was going to come to blows.
Nah, I was angry.
You were very angry.
I love watching
fuming.
Every different person as we keep going through.
Dan thought it was funny.
What was my reaction? That's disappointing, I think.
You were talking about your world record, which you broke on the live stream.
Broke on the live stream, yep.
Which was?
The most blueberries eaten in 3 minutes.
So if you did want to go watch something.
Yeah, it was 276. The record to beat was the record to beat was 249.
Half time, you nailed it. Record.
Yeah, we really did.
There will be a full video of that breaking it down on Thursday. But if you do want to just go back to that live stream, watch it. You can just sneak a little preview.
Yeah, you may as well sneak.
How many? In terms of
world records, I got some real bad news for us. The book ones. The book one has not been beaten.
You are kidding.
Yep. The book one, unfortunately, in the way that. The Vinod Chaudhry one went to start with.
This is Vinod. Is this Vinod?
You know, Vinod's fine. I've already beaten him.
Oh, Vinod's the
nose typing man. I thought that I beat the record because what Guinness had on their Instagram page and what you can Google is 9.1 seconds by this Italian gentleman.
This is
the book stacker. I've shit it in, beaten it at 8.4 or something. Anyway, I've gone to submit my application. Another Indian fella's got there. 6.9.
Oh,
6.1.
It's not Vinod.
No, it's not Vinod, but it's quick.
By the eye, I've got to admit, and I spoke to you about this at the time, you're like, no, it's a world record. It didn't look like it was the fastest
time in the world.
Anyone had ever done it.
So you'd have shaved 2 seconds off.
Yeah, but what I think is I think I can get better books. Yeah. I think it's one that I can go back to.
The books were a problem.
The books were a problem. Because if I can get better books, they just stack and I don't need to worry about placing them down. Anyway, that's really disappointing, but I'm still a two-timer. I've submitted my application. I'm waiting to hear back.
Two-time world record holder.
And at the live show on the 18th, we could make it a third.
That's great. I'm just going to name names here with Ronan, who provided us with
He was horrible.
Dodgy books.
Oh, yeah, horrible.
And dodgy also books. Frozen blueberries, which were then completely thawed out into mush.
In the microwave, effectively.
I had to go down to IGA so Ronan, and get on Chad Evans and go and get some.
That's right.
That's what happens when you put a 19-year-old in charge of things. Yep. Hammer.
All right, I'm going to go. Bye.
You're going to go.
That's it.
East Perth win on the weekend?
Yeah, we did 42 points.
Well done.
40 points didn't need me in
against?
End. South Freo.
Well done. Who you got this
Swan
week?
Swan District.
Are you back this week?
I am. I'm back this week. Head's feeling good. I'm ready to go. Raging to go.
Good.
Big bull.
Yeah, I am fully erect. ready to get after it.
Why are you erect?
No, just probably better if you're not.
Yeah. It's like Amber at the centre bounce. It's like, mate, can you just stand out of the way, please? Full charger here. It just like turns sideways, knocks everyone over, and then he's off the running. That's how he won the Sandover, ladies and gentlemen. He had the dredger exactly. out. Dredger 2.0. Get out of here. Get your dredger out of here. You can stand up. Tell you what. Yeah. Like a pogo stick walking out of here. See you
tripod.
Later.
I'll tripod out of here.
Good luck. Well done. Go win another premiership. I mean, a premiership. Sorry. Goodbye.
Yes, now, Nick. You got your finger up. You may ask a question.
Some questions from our dear viewers.
Thank you.
Max Hansen, he's thrown this out. How do players listen to music before games? He's seen players with headphones in running around, like AirPods pre-match. Oh, great question. I'm curious.
So you literally have to have a device that's not
like an MP3 player.
Yeah, like a fucking iPod, mate. Like not joking. Like a non data linked device. Like I think maybe
Oh, it couldn't be an iPod Touch because you like get messages on it.
No, it's like it's one that's like not connected to the internet. Like, I'm not even joking. Like a Dishman or
great.
And they have to be specially approved.
Right.
Really? Yeah. So the guys with AirPods they're running a Bluetooth Rogue MP3 some player. Sort
of MP3 there must be player. Like a list of audio devices that are allowed, and they probably will just buy them.
Because it was a big issue because some guys love it. The music side of things. And like, what about this? And like, nah, no phones. And if you get caught, huge fines. That's why Hawk's in trouble. Hammer's kidding himself.
Yeah, and if Hawk's not in trouble, then it's definitely Geelong. They're definitely
he's in big trouble.
We also got some great feedback about the back chat owl. People are pumped.
Oh, good.
Really
that's gonna
excited.
Be so fun.
So what was the feedback?
Oh, just fun. A lot of fuck yeahs, a lot of shit yeahs. Let's go. Best drink ever.
So this beer, we probably didn't spend enough time on the beer. So we're doing it with Shelter.
Yeah. Shout out Shelter.
The beer's good.
It's so good.
So we had a very limited release last year. That can you see over on Dan's side of the table? Can you
if
see
I lift
that?
This up, my table, no, my tip. Yeah,
there's the last slab we're using as a counterweight right now.
Right behind me here, actually, there's some cans that are empty. So they're there.
Correct. But the beer is a good beer.
Excellent
beer. You're going to be able to buy it.
Great for crushing.
Right. You're going to be able to buy it for this footy season. Mm-hmm. We're going to send you some links to that too. So, but this will be the launch. You can't buy it before the launch. You get to the launch. You may or may not have a pre-sale access to it.
Great.
So I'm excited about that too.
So excited. And it is going to be on tap at some point.
Talking about beers.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't confirm. Talking about beers.
Yeah.
Beers with back chat.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to gather around this
week. We are going to gather around.
That's why I'm in my KO hoodie. In the KO hoodie. Yeah. No, thanks to KO.
Yeah, thanks to KO, of course. KO last minute little call up. Probably this time last week, weren't sure if we were going to gather around. We're going to gather around now.
We're going to gather around.
It's going to be awesome. Last year, we were like, I don't know if we'll go. I don't know if it's going to be good. And I had regrets not going.
I wasn't overly regretful.
To be frank,
if KO didn't come to the party and say, boys, we need you there, we're a bit lost without you, right? We're a bit Delta Goodrum, right? Lost without you. I wouldn't be that.
I think the same. But now that I'm going, I'm excited about it.
So now we're going. We want to hear from our back chat listeners, either Adelaide residents or people going to gather around as well. We want to catch up.
We do.
So we're going to be there. Going to get in Wednesday night about 6:30. We're happy to come catch up Wednesday night.
Yep. We'll be on 4:30 Thursday.
Friday's hard. We've got a few things on Friday. So Wednesday, Thursday, one of those nights, pick a location, send in some requests or some suggestions. Either on YouTube chat right now, on the YouTube channel once this goes up, send us a DM. Where should we catch up? Because we want to have beers with back chat. Yeah, like, we're not doing a live show.
No, we're not
making
we'll
money out of this.
Place. We'll probably
we'll go
buy.
Have a beer. We might put a tab on.
Beers will be on me. Beers in me, but also beers on me.
Beers on you.
No, not on me.
We can buy some beers.
We can definitely buy a
beer.
We're staying in the city, so in that little middle area of the state,
we're right near right near the strip.
Paul Mall.
Across from the
Mayfair.
We're right across from Adelaide Oval. Well, we're right there.
Perfect.
We're in the guts of it.
Guts.
So you can't come to our hotel, but... No. But we'll see you for a beer.
It's tiny.
Correct.
It wouldn't be a good time.
But any suggestions for gathering? What should we do in Adelaide? Don't have a lot of time. Doing a lot of interviews over there.
That's right. It's going to be so good. We got so many legends of the game.
Who do you want to see us chat to?
Yeah. We'll see
if
we can
pull
it off.
Anyone in particular? I will tempt with, I reckon we have probably the greatest AFL talent to come out of South Australia, and it's not Godra.
Ooh, got me excited for a second there.
But we maybe should try and speak.
Will Kane Corns be there?
Kane will be there. Certainly he'll be there. Will he be with us? No.
No.
Remember he pulled out on us that time?
True.
The day before?
So is he dead to us?
I'll give you one more chance.
Okay, we'll give you one more chance.
All right, you've had your go on West Coast.
Can I ask a question about West Coast?
Yes.
So there's this.
I was gonna gloss over them.
No, a lot of things that you know, as a fan, just watching it and not really understanding what they're doing. Is it a directive from the coach to just bomb it long into 50? So this is my. I didn't play footy professional level. So.
But you don't have to say that.
There was times.
You can say whatever you say.
Multiple times, right, where they could have just gone inside, but like gone.
Yeah. Ooh, connect a kick.
Connect a kick, yep. Right? A few times, all I wanted Harley Reid was kick a goal. Mm. He wanted to kick a goal. He was deep forward. The crowd wanted him to kick a goal because it's like local fans.
Yes.
So there was times when he was like on the edge of 50 or just inside 50, no one near him, screaming for it, waving his hands, and they just bomb it long, didn't amount to anything. And he's I'm not going to say he's having a sook, but he's visibly frustrated that he didn't get the ball. So are they like, does it matter if there's options close by that you don't have to bomb it in every time?
So a couple of things there.
Yeah.
One, Harley Reid's I reckon he's a ball pig, which is great. Like certain players just want the ball at all times. Doesn't matter where they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's one of those guys.
Yeah, there's a man on him, doesn't matter.
So the upset, he's not upset. It's just that's how they are. Mm. When they don't get the ball, they think they're open all the time. So sometimes he would have been open, sometimes he wouldn't have been. So don't worry about Harley Reid. He'll just get upset when he doesn't get the ball. That's a good thing.
Yeah. There was one that he's in the goal square, not by himself. Jamie Cripps marked it.
Yeah, saw it.
There was a mark.
He's calling it for a long. Yeah. Liam Jones is sitting in front of him. And he's just like,
No, there's no way he was getting that. And he was like, mate, correct. You were never marking that.
Correct. So the other thing, though, which is, look, I don't know what's coached in there now, but what they used to, deep entries is what is preached. So you want to get it in deep, then you want to defend behind it, right? Deep entry. What you want is a deep entry, a mark, and a goal. Option number one, kick a goal. Yeah. Option number two, get a deep entry, get a contest, and get a stoppage. That's option number two. Talking about priorities here.
Yep.
Priority number three, if you get a deep entry and they win it back, at least they win it back deep.
Yep.
Right? You don't want to turn it over 50 meters out, slingshot goal.
Yep.
In all of that, to get a deep entry, you can use connecting kicks. You can connect 20 meters, 15 meter kick right in front of you. Right? And so that's encouraged. But I think when you don't have confidence and you don't necessarily know what's going on and you've kicked two goals for the game, you just start hoping for the best.
Mm.
So I reckon they're being coached, like lower your eyes, it's called lowering your eyes and look at the guys right in front of you. I reckon they're being coached like that, but they're not doing it.
Okay.
And it's
just because you know how like when you watch a game and fans are like, they just kick it to him, like they're pointing out. Does that happen that many times? Anyways, Eagles frustrating to watch.
I didn't think there was many positives from the day. No. I found one. The Backchat breakdown is back.
Ooh.
I'm going to watch it right now. Backchat breakdown back for another week. Here the Western Bulldogs play West Coast. Not a lot of positives to take from this one, West Coast fans, but I've found a moment that I think at least you can hang your hat on, especially this from a senior player in Jeremy McGovern. Just to lead up here, just so you can see where the footy is. It's a mid-centre ball. Treloar with the footy from the Bulldogs kicks inside to his man. If we pause it there with the ball right in the middle of the ground, I want you to take your eyes to the top left-hand side of the screen. That's Jeremy McGovern on his man. When I first started this breakdown, I actually thought he was a loose, which it was an impressive play. But the fact that he's pressed off his opponent at the top of the goal square to make this play is quite simply incredible. Just look at the distance he covers here. The ball's on right in the middle of the ground. He's at the top of the goal square. So we let this one play. You can see McGovern move already at the top of screen. The ball switches. The ball always moves faster than players, unless you're Jeremy McGovern. That's him right there affecting the spoil on center wing. I mean, it's incredible. The ball goes out of bounds there. To be able to make that spoil requires a couple of things. One, you have to be able to run fast, which he certainly can do. But number two, you have to read the ball before anyone's even moved. So the fact that he has moved to spoil a ball on the wing three kicks away tells you how far in advance he is thinking as a player. And I just think it's an incredible piece of vision. Eventually called out of bounds. I thought he'd be walking back to his spot as well. As you can see him after they get off JJ here, he makes his way back pretty well to his opponent. Just an incredible play. And it's a great vision of how backmen sometimes don't really get recognised for the effort they put in with just a little high five from a teammate on the way back through there. Jeremy McGovern, back chat breakdown. Well done. There we go.
Good. Like that was very good.
That was literally the only positive.
Didn't know Jeremy McGovern could run that fast.
No, he's quick.
Very quick.
And what he's quick at is his running, but also his reaction time.
The crazy thing about that is literally even the Western Bulldogs player hadn't seen the connector yet.
That's why
Gov knew.
That's why that's such a great piece of vision.
Yeah, it's good.
That shows him moving before anyone else. Like, he has literally read it faster. He's a kick in. He's at least one, if not two, kicks in front of anyone else on the field, which is incredible.
He's been very good this season.
And he left his own man. I thought when I broke that down that he was loose. He was on a man, the goal square. That's amazing.
What's his man thinking? What's this guy going on?
Correct. He'd be like, no, he'd just be thinking, good luck. I'm going to get it over the back.
Yeah.
Have the best time up there, mate. But most of the time he gets it right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Very good.
It was very good. Up the coasters. Just for a little reminder. Mm. Got some merch floating around. Is it West Coast related?
No. Why would it be?
Is it beer coach related? Yes, it is.
Yeah. There it is.
Is that the Oka?
Backchatstudios.com.au/shop.
Is that the Oka?
Maybe.
Might be. Don't know. Can I please show you something Fremantle related?
Yeah, please.
You know what? I don't want to show you that. I did want to say. Oh, it's Wharfie time.
Oh, there we go.
Absolutely, it's Wharfie time.
When are these coming in, by the way? When can people start getting their shirts?
Yeah, very soon.
Very soon?
Yeah, cool. Very soon.
Because I can wear one at the Backchat launch.
I'll be ready for that.
I'll be wearing up. It's Wharfie time.
No, you won't.
No, I'll wear up.
You
the won't.
You'll be wearing up the coasters.
Yeah. Are we wrapping it hard?
It's Wharfie time.
Because Flagmantle is old.
Flagmantle, understand. Great. It's a great top. Drop behind me. It's amazing.
Hey, Anna Hayes says so.
That was 2 years ago.
Anna Hayes says Flagmantle.
It's been done. Yeah. Wharfie time.
Yeah.
It's Wharfie time. Mm. And you know who's going to be at the launch? Matthew Pavlich. It's Wharfie time.
Absolutely.
It's literally his quote. I'll see you there, Pav.
Yep.
He just texted me then and said, hopefully you can get there after 10 o'clock. Now, let's keep moving.
Great.
I just want to show you something before we move on to our great chat with Zave.
Yeah.
Right, before we get there, stall gift. What does that mean to you?
I know it's a race of some sort. I have no clue other than that.
Right. Stall gift. It's a handicap race. It's over about 110 metres. It's yards. In fact, it's been going for like 100 years.
Okay.
They run it on Easter Monday. It's amateurs around the country, but it's amazing to watch because they handicap them. So you have someone in a 110-meter race like 9 meters in front of someone.
Right. So anyone can enter it?
You have to go through a qualification process.
Right. So I can't enter it?
You can. Yeah, you can. But you have to do the pre-races and you have to submit your times.
Yeah.
And they have to be over a consistent amount of time. So like you couldn't just go, well, I run a 40-second 100-meter, like start me at the 10-meter to go mark. Right, you have to have races over a long period of time, and then you submit all of that, and then they handicap you, right? Okay. They also do other races there, so they do like a 400 and 800, that sort of stuff, all handicapped. This is some vision from today's race.
Okay,
Pink, he would have been near the front to start with. Keep your eye on the man in pink. Just watch this, please.
Right. Stash Muir, the yellow's not too far away. Hudson Muir looking for a spot on the inside.
Red's always handicap. Like, he's always last. He's always off scratch.
Oh, right.
Pink, he's done it.
No. Pink. No.
Right.
Oh, poor
he's
Hayden.
Hit the deck. So if you're not watching,
clear winner there.
Pink's won by 10 metres. He's fallen over with 2 metres to go.
That's rough.
Put his face looking for sprinklers under the ground.
Jeepers.
Now, it made me think.
Is this like a big deal that this guy's just won it? Like,
yeah, it would have been for a significant amount of money.
Oh, there we go.
And that's a young kid who's won that. It made me think of the greatest stall gift moment of all time. And you haven't seen this.
No.
Kathy Freeman, a young Kathy Freeman, was off scratch. I haven't confirmed how far this is
was
over.
Was she a pro at this point?
I don't know. Nick's going to look up when it happened and what time and how old she was and how far it was. But just watch this race. It actually doesn't matter. Kathy Freeman is off scratch in red. This is the race. Let's watch it in entirety. And if you're not watching, you might want to go and find this. Play it. Let's go. Kathy Freeman off scratch. 400 metres, 1996. There you go. So she's young. Right? She won the 2000 Olympics. So this is 4 years before she wins the 2000 Olympics.
Oh, she's not even in the screen.
She is not in the screen. And so this is still the first 100 metres. Can you see her in the screen?
No.
Would she be 50 metres behind these people?
The rest of the group is all together.
Look, watch. Look how far away.
So she's 50 metres behind him.
She'd
right
be
now.
50 behind, right?
Yep.
All right. So as we commentate this a little bit, white, yellow, blue, black, green, they're at least 30 metres in front. Have we got a bit of commentary? We've got a little bit. She's nowhere near
them.
So
this is the final turn, right?
This is coming into the front straight. This is the last go here.
Oh, my goodness. White's thinking, I've got this.
She's not going to win. She's still 10 metres behind with 20 to go.
Oh, my goodness. White thought she had it, and then she realised Kathy was coming.
Kathy Freeman won a race over 400 from 50 metres behind these
54
things.
Metres was the back marker.
That's
she was
crazy.
On.
White could have had that if she pushed through, but I think she thought she had it. It reminds me of the freeze at baseball games. Have you seen that?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
It's exactly like that, where you think, oh, the guy's won, and then the freeze always comes back.
Yeah. I wanted to put it to you.
Mm.
How much of a handicap would you need on me over 400 to beat
me. Oh, boy.
Like tomorrow. And I'm not...
Tomorrow?
We're not
okay.
doing it tomorrow. I'm not doing it naked. I've done enough naked this year.
I reckon I'd be worried if I started 100 metres ahead.
100?
I reckon I
It's 400 metres. Okay. You can't have a 25% head start.
Well, that's what I'm thinking I probably need.
So say the race
One
takes...
One of my... Two of your steps are worth four of mine.
Say the race takes is about, like, conservatively, like... 65 to 70 seconds, which would be like slow.
Yeah.
Right. Let's call it. You can call it 60, so I can do the maths. You're getting a 15 second head start on a 60 second race.
Yeah. No, I think I would conk out at like 300 meters.
Just wouldn't be able to run.
No, I would.
I've seen you run though. You're quick.
Yeah,
you're
quick early.
Right.
I beat you in a 40 meter dash.
I know.
But
so what you're telling me is you're going
to
have like
but I have
another
to do that
60
10
meters
times.
In front
I have
of
to that. Do four. I have to do 10 40-meter sprints.
You're underselling yourself, and I think we may have birthed something here.
Okay.
Something here.
Why don't we try, like, I think 50. If Kathy can beat professional runners with a 50-meter head start.
She's a professional runner. I'm neither of those things.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
All right, so what do you think would be fair?
I'm a swimmer now. I swim.
Mate, if I gave you a kilometer head start, you'd beat me in a 2-kilometer race.
Yeah, I agree with that.
In
yeah,
swimming.
We're not swimming though.
No,
I'm
no,
talking
no.
running.
Running, how much do you think you need?
I think I could catch you off
50s under
70, yeah.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
70 is a long way.
It
if
is.
I could catch you over 470, that's a good run by me.
Why don't we try 50 and just see how far
I think I'll catch you off 50.
Yeah.
50 is not enough.
Okay.
Somewhere between 50 and 70.
Okay, I think
submissions
70.
Warranted over on YouTube as well. Dan, we're blabbing on. We've got to get to our guest, very special guest, Xavier Ellis, Premiership Hawk. You know what he does. He's a great talker. We did this before the Hawthorn Geelong game. It's a really great chat.
Yep.
And I think you're going to like this too. Dan asks him about Rashfest and we talk all things footy. This is brought to you by our very good friends at ID Athletic. Anything uniforms, anything sport, anything merch. They do all of our merch.
Their shop's in Oswald Park. If you go there, you can just have a look around. There's plenty of good stuff there.
idathletic.com.au.
They make all of our merch.
Correct.
Make bloody good stuff.
Confirming that it's .au because I want to get this right.
That's fine.
Right. What is it, Nicholas? Is it .com?
For Backchat? Sorry, I was commenting.
idathletic.com.
Great.
idathletic.com.
Go there.
Right. No IU. They are worldwide.
You know how many times I've been in basketball teams
incredible.
Like, boys, we need new uniforms. Can someone organize it? No one wants to organize it. These guys will do it for you.
Our guest interview brought to you by ID Athletic, idathletic.com, Xavier Ellis. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I know you've all been waiting for this a long, long time. Now, this just to make this clear, this is pre-Hawthorn Geelong game, but we're chatting to the man himself. Should have won a Norm Smith medal. boarding school and very good mate of the 350-gamer Tom Hawkins, Xavier Ellis, my backline teammate at West Coast. Mate, thanks for joining the show.
Nah, always a pleasure, gentlemen. Dan, Scully, 15 minutes before bounce down, so... this was well planned out. You texted me half an hour ago, and here we are.
Well, you know, thanks. You're always at the top of the list for us, Abe.
Friend of the family.
I said I couldn't do after midday. The wife and kids have been down south for Easter. I was meant to go, but they all got gastro. So I've been in Perth by myself. So I've got to clean the house
instead of Easter eggs. A couple of single fins, no doubt, or shelters, should I say? I know you're a single fin man, though. Now, Zave, what's happening with the current state of affairs in Western Australian footy? One side, Fremantle, killing it. The other side, yeah. West Coast, dreadful. Where are you seeing things?
So I wrote a column this week coming out. Yeah, you love the NFL, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. Their dynasty was set up on one simple phrase. It was do your job. Mm. Simple as that. Do your job. Don't worry about doing anyone else's. I think Freo and nailing that catchphrase of just doing your job. Last year, I thought Alex Pierce at times didn't know whether he was Arthur or Martha. He tried to be a defender. He tried to play off. He tried to be a leader. He tried to be a coach. He obviously looked a little bit sore at times. I just think he's been outstanding at just nailing his job first and foremost and worrying less about others. So, and I know that sounds silly when you're a captain to worry less about others, but if you're doing your job as well as you can, you're playing as good a role as you can for the side. The only thing about Freo, before we start flying into Flag Mantle or whatever, the three teams they have played, they're all 0-3 at the moment. So that makes a total of 0 wins, 9 losses. So it's a good form line, but they haven't really run into a form side yet. The next fortnight is massive. So I think it's Carlton and Port Adelaide or Port Adelaide and Carlton. Yes. If they can win one of them over the next fortnight and go 4-1, absolutely away they go. So the Dockers, I think they're better with Jackson in the ruck. I think that's undisputable. And Caleb Sarong to win the Brownlow at $36.
Are you on?
Got on early.
I was down at the Scarborough Sporty and I go with a mate of mine every Saturday, a couple of mates of ours, and we always butt heads over Freo. And we said, righto, let's put in X amount of dollars and have a bit of a punt and a play around. And whatever we have left at the end of the day, the lot goes on Caleb Sarong for the Brownlow so that when I'm watching Freo, at least I'm rooting for Caleb. Anyway, we had a nice little nest egg. So, if Caleb wins, I'll take him for dinner.
Right. Now, a very good friend at Tab Touch, good friends of your family as well over at Hardball Gets. I know they're big supporters of your podcast over there with the Leather Lads, and we'll be doing the same thing. Do we put Brownlow Vets on?
There's a few players. It's like either one of the
three. You would have put it on fucking Harley Reid or something.
No, I didn't. I think I went really safe.
Dan's a very big West
Pat
Coast
Cripps.
Man.
I went Pat Cripps.
Dave, tell us. Yeah. Tell Dan, not us.
What's going on, mate? Because it's getting, you know, I think, so last year, right, I was just, it's just disheartening. Every game is just so hard. This year I'm watching games and for some reason it's hurting less. I don't know if I'm just numb to the pain or if there's some positivity in it. Like, what's going on?
No, there's no positivity in it. To be honest with you, I thought they were naive 2 years ago to think they could make finals. I think that was the turning point where they need to make decisions, and they didn't. Internally, I think they thought they were going to make finals. Anyway, they are. I think it's going to get worse. I actually think it's going to get worse than where it is right now. Again, you look at the best players yesterday, Yo, McGovern, Kelly, not one kid fired a shot, and I'm not having a shot at the first-year players, of course. But other than Harley Reid, who I've seen do that good stiff arm and candy and obviously the number one draft pick and all the social media hype and the media hype, he's going to be a superstar, 200-plus games. But the jury's out on, I think, everyone else on that list, and I think that there's some that cannot play at the level. So I think there's going to be more haircuts, and once those older blokes who unfortunately have seen the last couple of years get injured at times and really leave a hole, you know, McGovern, we haven't seen a great deal of Yowie. We haven't seen a great deal of, you know, hanging on by the skin of their teeth at the moment with those blokes. So I fear what might happen if they do get injured.
Zave, what I like about you is you see yep. things very similarly to me most of the time, so I couldn't agree with you more. How many players would you have from West Coast that played on the weekend? I know you don't have the names in front of you. I did this exercise over on the Shelter Footy Cast this morning. How many players would you have as walk-in starts in a top four side right now? So like a GWS or I don't know.
Well, it's funny. You look at it, like GWS, I'll pick for example. You've got West Coast, you've got two good key defenders, but are they better than Buckley and Sam Taylor at the moment?
Probably not.
Maybe. Do you know what I mean? Like,
maybe.
Tim Kelly, again, is he better than Tom Green, Josh Kelly, Canelio, Finn Callahan out there?
Probably not.
Toss the coin, probably. Look, Oscar Allen at his prime, he would slip in there, but, oh, Jesus, if it was four?
Yeah.
Four maybe, and like, that's the problem is, you know, when like Hawthorn when I started, we were shit, like really shit at times. Like got busted by 100, but you saw Franklin do things, you saw Roughhead do things, you saw Jordan Lewis, Clinton Young could kick the ball 60 meters, and then Grant Birchall came in and he was 193 centimeter rebound defender, and then. There was no question marks over the potential, not the potential, the direction of these players. And I just think the jury's out on most.
A lot of high-end talent in that group you're talking about now, though, and you were one of those. You're a top three draft pick, and Buddy and Ruff and all these boys and Hodgie, like that core group of players that you won a grand final with in 2008, and then you know they go back to the well and go three-peating with a senior group of those players further on.
Mm.
High-end talent, which I don't know if West Coast have.
Well, and I said last year, like if this was America and you love the NFL, your NBA, whatever, every single player would have been up for whatever value you could get in the draft is what you would have taken at West Coast because there's no way – you're losing by 70 with these players, so why not lose by 80 without them and have more draft stock coming through? But now I don't even think the value of the players are really there. Like you're going to be selling 30 cents to the dollar. So it is tricky. And that's why I said I think it's going to get worse. I really do. sorry,
shattered
Dan.
It's fine.
Stranger things have happened. We'll be back.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, I mean, you can't complain with 30 years, four flags, you know, St Kilda, Frio, Giants, Gold Coast. You know, there's a list as long as your arm of clubs. Essendon that would say, shit, I'd have a couple of rough years if we could grab that premiership. It's like when they're saying Collingwood have got the premiership hangover. I'll tell you what, I'd rather be hungover because I was invited to the party than not get invited to the party at all.
There we go. You can hang your shoes on that one. Now, Zave, we don't want you to miss the start of the footy. So talking the game today, Hawthorn, Geelong, Easter Monday, clash become a bit of a fixture now. I wanted to play a little exercise. I want you to tell us how the game's going to go. I want you to tell us what's happened because people are listening to this right now. It's about 4:45 p.m. Game's over. Tell them what happened.
Tom Hawkins has just squashed Jerry McCameron getting carried off the field. I think Geelong win. I think they win by about 35 to 40. I think mostly because they drew about 40 mils of rain or something in Melbourne. So
right.
I think it's going to be a scrap. Hawthorn won't piss fart around the ball like they did last week. They had 50 marks in the first quarter. I think they'll take it on. I think the conditions sort of force you to do that. I heard Sam Mitchell say, I'd rather you cock it up trying to go forward than cock it up trying not to go forward. So I think they're going to win. Hawkins will kick two. Stengel will kick a couple. Dylan Moore will kick two. John Newcombe will find some form. And, it'll be arm's length all day. Geelong get the chocolates and they head back down to Gardenia Park with a smile on their face.
Give us your best Tom Hawkins. Yeah, I like that. Very like good. It. Give us your best Tom Hawkins story ahead of his 350th or behind his 350th. I know you spent a lot of time with him at school and a very good mate of his. You got something for us?
Yeah. I'll just give you two little cheapies. Tom and I only ever had one fight in our life. I think I threw a toaster at him, but he started it. And I remember saying verbatim, you're only getting drafted because of your dad. 350 games later, the jury's still out like the West Coast kids. I'm not sure whether he would have been drafted or not. No, but another one on one of these Easter Monday games, Hawthorn Geelong, they got used to get a little bit heated at times.
Yes.
And I was like, there was a fight going on and whatnot. And it went to three-quarter time. Scores were level. And Hawkins came out, and I was starting on the wing, maybe half back, whatever it was. But he was running past me. And I was, he was like, beeline to me. I was like, this bloke wants to fight. Jesus, man, I'm out of my depth here. And he runs over and starts to get a bit of speed up. And I'm thinking, shit, this is bad news for me. He runs up, jumps, grabs my head, farts on my head, and then runs off.
Did that happen on an AFL field, Easter Monday?
Yeah, three-quarter time. It would have been like maybe 2011 or 10 or something like that.
Who won?
No, we never won. We never won. So I assume they would have won. Might have even been the Jimmy Bartel after the siren game.
Oh, wow. That is brilliant. I've never heard that from you, Xavier. Very good.
Yeah. I still remember it. I don't know whether I would have rather been punched in the face or farted in the face, to be honest with you.
That's really good. Before we go, one thing that we definitely have to discuss, you and I have a lot in common. This one thing in particular is that we both love a Rashi. Been a big 6 months for you in the Rashi game. Can you tell us how Sports Nuts is going? And still, please, can you make some adult size ones? Because I'd love to wear a West Coast Rashi.
Yeah, the old Sports Nuts Rashis. No, they've been going good. We've put them on hold now just while the colder months are around. Not everyone's a true blue surfer like me, nor conditioned, but... I've never been surfing in my life. The only time I ever went surfing, I bought a surfboard and then I had surgery and I had painkillers and M came out one night and I was surfing on the couch on my surfboard, watching the surfing. There's a photo of it somewhere, but I was watching the surfing and the waves that they were catching, I was catching, but the only thing was I was on the couch at home. Yeah, I think that was after shoulder, maybe. I had the wetsuit on and everything.
Zay, very, very good stuff. Finally, the fantasy team. How are we looking? Like, I know you mentioned John Newcomb, so I've been referring to him as John Newcomb in my WhatsApp thread with my mate, so I can only assume he's in your side if you're looking for an uptick in performance.
Oh, yeah, he's in my side. So is Amon, to be honest with you. I battle away at fantasy. I get sucked in by players I like.
Yes.
For example, my captain is Caleb Sarong. I'm going to be a bit tricky and make it Luke Jackson today. So I always get sucked in the last second.
Yes.
But I also went balls in on Jack Viney, assuming that Larry wasn't going to play. So that's sort of bit me in the backside a little bit.
You've got Sarong. You've nailed Sarong.
Yeah, Sarong was good. I mean, Nick Martin yesterday, what, he had 44 touches or something? I'm not sure. It was a great brand of footy, but a good Perth lad himself, Nick Martin, so I can't be too critical. But the only thing is I just go head-to-head with my brother. That's it. There's a bottle of Grange on the line at the end of the year for points.
Great.
I'm two bottles down. And probably owe him a bit more on the second one, to be honest with you. But, this year's the year I flex.
All right, great. So I'm going to just plug as much as possible here. Hardball Gets podcast going very well over there. Triple M Breakfast Show, absolute man of his word over there. We've got Moira's Magic, where Zave does his weekly breakdown pod with Selby, two-time winner. If you want anything to do with fantasy, I'd be subscribing to the in-season guide over there. And if you don't know what that is, have a look at Zave or Selby's Insta on Twitter, that sort of stuff. It's just brilliant.
Great.
What am I missing? Oh, Sports Nuts. Rash Vest. What else? You got anything else you need to plug?
No, don't plug any of my stuff. But Maroura's Magic, he does a tremendous donation to Starlight Foundation every year. I think he's heading towards about $200,000. So,
wow.
If you love your fantasy, Maroura's Magic, there's a really good cause tied to it.
Dave, get going. Footy's starting. I'm looking forward to Geelong winning. As
I'm
going to
put a multi on everything you said, by the way.
Well, you've got 1 minute because it's just starting.
Yeah, you want to have quick fingers.
All right, I'm going on. Getting on.
See you, mate. Good man.
See you soon.
See you, guys.
Well, thanks to ID Athletic for bringing us that, by the way. IDathletic.com for all of your apparel needs. Listen to this. Custom team wear, screen printing, embroidery, promo products.
Great.
Right? IDathletic.com, they'll sort you out. They sort us out. If they could sort us out, they'll sort you out. Now,
they did the Australian fistball team uniforms and they're amazing.
Oh, they got you into Australian Guernsey. Mm-hmm. Now, Daniel.
Yes.
You finished that interview with, I'm going to go put some money on everything you've just said.
Yeah.
Just to recap with our friends from Tab Touch, Zave said, this is what he just said.
Okay.
So we interviewed him 10 minutes before the game.
Yes.
He said, Geelong will win by 35 to 40 points. They won by 36, I believe.
Jeepers.
Which is absolutely outrageous.
Yep.
He said the game, Geelong would be at arm's length the entire game, which they were. Jumped out to a big start.
Yep.
Hawthorn kind of tried to come back a few times.
Yep.
Arm's length the entire game. Tyson Stengel, 2 goals.
Tick.
So just there alone, he said Tom Hawkins, 2 goals. Tick. Jai Newcombe back into form. Had 22 touches, not amazing. And he also said Dylan Moore to kick 2 goals. For multi's sake, if you're going to go on a margin and you get within 5 points, tell you what,
you're on. I didn't get on it, by the way. I should have.
You win some, you lose more though, Daniel. So our good friends at Tab Touch are with us. You've got the touch.
You got the touch. That's
correct. We lost both of our bets on our live stream. We went Fremantle to kick the first goal. They had a chance. They had the first inside 50.
Oh,
that's true.
Couple
of fumbles around.
Yep.
Thought they were going to win it. Don't get it done. They lose. So, unfortunately. Then we had a multi on for the game. Now, I want to talk you through what we're thinking here. Fremantle will win.
Because we wanted Freo to win.
It's Wharfie time.
It's Wharfie time, baby.
Right? Tick. Absolutely.
Oh,
over 167.5. This is, look, I've been saying it's on you.
Let's point fingers.
It's on you.
It was a leg that I suggested. I know we're back chatting. We always celebrate back win. But
we
I just
should
thought
have.
We're going to be watching a game. Yes. Wouldn't we like some runs on the board, you know, some goals.
It would have been a lot easier to talk about.
It would have been fun.
It's a cross, unfortunately.
It's a cross. Severely unders.
Andy Brayshaw, brother of, we just saw it again. Mm. We want to get around a player. We want him to get touches. We want to get around him. Didn't get around him.
And what did he end up with?
It's not, I don't know. Can't remember.
Low 20s.
Don't know. 21.
21.
For mine, it's not an Andrew Brayshaw problem.
It's not his fault.
It's a Fremantle Football Club problem.
He can't run and grab the ball every time.
Get the bloke the ball.
Feed him.
Correct. Didn't feed him enough, unfortunately. Right. And that's why you only won by, I don't know, 5 or 6 goals. That's only...
Could have been the overs.
Could have been a domination.
Absolutely.
Luke Ryan, you had a chat to him on the show last week.
Yes.
And you said you want more spoils out of him.
More spoils.
You didn't get that. You got...
I actually haven't checked how many spoils he had.
You got more touches. He went to absolute town on it. I'll find his spoils.
Yeah.
He had less than one man in particular.
He was very good.
He was very good, but he wasn't spoiling. He was winning pills. We needed 20 touches and we got it. Anyway, that was the bet. That's the review. We move on.
That's
right. Backchat, Backman of the Year, thanks to Tab Touch.
Woo.
Right. If we're talking about people who have the touch, it's these men.
Yep.
It's men following in the footsteps of Jack Buckley.
Oh, the reigning medalist. The reigning, Jack Buckley medal.
The Jack Buckley medalist, Jack Buckley himself. Right?
Yeah.
Who else better could it be? Each week we give 3 votes to the best 3 backmen in the competition.
Yes.
Right? The algorithm decides.
We don't get to.
So
that's the algorithm.
If you have feedback, direct it into the web because I don't have the time, patience, or knowledge.
Blame Elon Musk.
Correct.
He's probably part of it.
So we're going to get straight into it. Backchat Backman of the Year, thanks to Tab Touch, 1 vote. And this man's been out, and it's why they haven't been winning games by 20 goals, right? And it's why they won on the weekend by 10 goals. Jacob Wiedering, 1 vote.
Very good.
Very good player.
He's got his
bank accounts in order. He sorted himself out with whatever happened.
He's never going to live that down.
West back. Oh, no, nor should he.
No.
But he's got his bank secured.
Yep.
Lots of money in there.
2-factor authentication on there.
And he just wins contests.
Yeah,
and we love him. Right? And it's good to have him back. 1 vote. Welcome to the party, Jacob Wiedering. 2 votes. This man played as a defensive forward in the grand final last year. So he was spoiling, but as a forward. That's how much he fucking loves being a backman. They played him against Harris Andrews, good friend of the family.
Yep.
Big fan of Backchat.
Yeah, I love it.
They played him as a backman on a backman in the forward line.
Perfect.
If that hasn't rattled your brain enough, try this. 2 votes, Billy Frampton.
Woo!
2 votes to Billy Frampton. We loved how he went about it.
Yep.
Lots of one-on-ones, lots of contests, played his role. Look, the forward line stuff we can forgive.
We can forgive that.
Kick a goal, we can't.
No.
But we can forgive the forward line stuff.
Yep.
Slightly. We did
He's
have
playing a role. He's
Noah Bolter, who big you know, we like him.
Mm.
Unfortunate injury.
Yeah. MCL out for maybe 5 weeks.
Would it have happened if he was playing in the back line?
Probably not.
3 votes, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm.
Look, we've had talking about feedback.
Spat out.
And so when I talk about give feedback, it does get through to the algorithm because this man has been knocking.
Yes.
Slapping.
Yes.
shouldering.
Yes.
Bashing.
Yes.
And he's knocked the door down.
Yes.
Yes, Alex Pearce. Boy.
Bang.
Wow.
Oh, what a mark.
Look at this. Look, I don't know about the
that
mark.
That was a spoil into a mark.
It was. It actually was. Oh, boy. Oh. You don't need to spoil when you're in front of a man like that. Look at that too hair. Quick. Look at the hair. And
double,
the inside kick.
The double bun.
I'll tell you what. Alex Pearce, one-on-one. Thanks for coming. Oh. Tex Walker. Look, Tex doesn't know where to look.
Guess who?
Tabs. What's this? Holy shit, he's taking some intercept marks. Oh, that's it. That's a line off the start.
That was
very
a
good.
Spoil into a mark.
We'll
Alex
Pearce, he was exceptional. He's been close to best on all three games. He's worked himself into form.
Could he be the best performing skipper in the comp?
Mate, people were questioning his skipperdom. Right?
It's true.
Right? People didn't want him as captain. You do now. You're 3-0.
Absolutely.
It's Wolfie time.
Absolutely.
I don't know what else to tell you. Three votes, Alex Pearce. Congratulations. You're on the leaderboard. Man. It's a stacked leaderboard, ladies and gentlemen. First place, Sam Collins, 3 votes. Alex Pearce slides in. First place, 3 votes. Charlie Ballard, 3 votes. Ben Miller, 3 votes.
Yes.
Harris Andrews, 2 votes. All these guys are 2 votes. Billy Frampton, welcome. Bodie Euland.
Euland.
Tom Brass.
TV.
Adam Tomlinson back in the team this week. James Borlase, Jack Henry, and Jacob Wiedering comes in with 1 vote.
That's
so there
a
you
solid.
Go.
That's a solid crew.
There's a foundation. Works. There's a foundation there,
yep.
And we thank our friends at Tab Touch for getting around that.
Of course,
you've got the touch.
You got the touch.
Just remember, you win some, you lose more. For friend confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Now, as we keep with the Backman, back chat, Backman.
Yes.
Our sponsored athletes.
Oh,
Jack
yeah.
Buckley again started this. Mm-hmm. He was our first sponsored athlete.
That's true. When we got to visit him in his workplace.
Let me just
the other way around, but
let me just really yeah, correct. But we visited him in his workplace.
Yeah, because that's what we do.
Alex Pearce sponsored Backman. Just got 3 votes.
Great.
He's all Australian fullback right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like make another case.
No,
you won't. Is he our guy? Nick Martin.
Yeah.
Is he our Essendon guy?
Well, remember we picked him and if he was going to play down back. And he's playing down back.
He's playing on.
Disgracefully.
He's like, playing as back as you can get.
Yeah.
Is he like, on notice? What's he on notice for?
44.
Just taking like 44. You can't be equaling club record disposals.
That's piggish. You can't.
How many kickouts did he have?
He had a lot. 6 kickouts.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, they were banging on about it as if like he's broken the game.
That's not what he's on notice for. It's the 44.
Yeah, that's
like it's the 44. You needed to stay. Look, happy for you to pop your head up above the radar.
Yeah, just to let people know.
Most of the time, you need to be below the radar.
Yeah.
Right? You need to fly under the radar, stealth bomber type operation. Nick, you're on notice. 44 touches. It's good. It's just not what Backman do.
No,
but
it's not.
He's back.
Jordan
so,
Ridley.
So
the Riddler.
Yeah, he's a friend of Backchat. I'm just putting him on notice. Just for future.
Yeah,
like,
he's
still our guy. Okay, we love him. But
Mitch McGovern still remains in very good form for Carlton. 15 disposals, some spoils, some marks. Very
Carlton
good
winning
again.
Games.
Absolutely cleaned out Nick Larkey in a tackle. Frustrated him.
Did he?
Yeah, Coleman medalist from last year, Nick Larkey. No, he wasn't. He was close to it.
Close.
Though.
Yeah.
Tackled the fuck out of him.
Great.
Lewis Melican, the Pelican. He is slowly becoming one of my favorite players. And I'm talking about, you know, you're handling another one of them there, the Lizard, Nick Blakey, who absolutely launched one.
Yep.
From 70 at the G and gave it the full worth to the crowd as well.
I think at what point do we allow Backman to score a goal? Are there any he's kicked one from the
launching
center.
Outside 50. Outside 50 goals are fine.
Okay, cool.
You can't be kicking goals from inside 50.
No, okay, cool.
Outside 50, absolute bullets, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. The Pelican is locked in, right? Huge spoils.
Love it.
He was harassing opponents.
Again, my favourite animal.
People don't want to play
Pelican.
On him. And we've just watched the Geelong Hawthorn game.
Mm-hmm.
Frosty's a real unit.
He did some great things. Just wants it out of the 50.
He did some bad things too. And we love that.
Doesn't care if it's not in the 50, just wants it out.
He's the sort of
no
player,
interest.
I can tell you. And we love this. Mm. So you know, this isn't a negative. But Sam Mitchell would be sitting him down going, Frosty, mate, we want to keep possession of the footy when we get it. We want you to win it back. Yes, doing a great job. We want to keep possession. We want to look for our teammates.
Start a chain.
Let's start with our teammates.
Yeah.
We want to, you know, build it up. And Frosty goes, no worries. 1 second later, he takes intercept marks and torps it down the middle of the MCG to 5
and just
opponents.
Just runs back.
And he's just fucking running. Just like, where's my man? I'm going to kill him. Got it out of there. Someone else's issue. Someone else's problem. Midfielders. That's Sam Frost.
Yeah, great. Right?
Takes a massive intercept mark, does what he's meant to, and then does the polar opposite.
Doesn't look.
Yeah. Just doesn't think. It. Just no, does. Just do. There you go. So that's a bit of a highlight. Back chat, Backman. Thanks to Tab Touch. Good friends at Tab Touch. To finish off the show, Dan.
Yeah. Before we get to this, can I just read out one comment on YouTube, which I really like, from Merrick Dalgus. What's better than this? Guys being dudes. Crack a frothy for us, old Merrick.
I will say that we enjoy our lady friends too. Like,
we love the ladies.
Hey, we're cool. We're here. Yeah. Love the girls.
No,
I'm just saying, like, this isn't just a platform for dudes.
No, it's not.
Although, like, if you are a dude, you probably will enjoy it.
Yeah.
I would say, like, girls like
for
it
for everyone.
Yeah. What's not to like about Dan Consol, ladies and gentlemen? Nothing. He's a fistball absolutely champion of the world. Before we leave you, Fat Chat by Body Magic
Season 2
is coming back. We have rejigged it. It is brand new. He has a co-host.
Yep.
He has some new segments.
He's been doing a lot this offseason.
He's been training some of the best AFL players in form right now.
Yep.
And we're going to chat to him to finish off this segment. Before we do that.
Oh, true. Jaden, we told you about this last week and you've come in clutch. This week, part two of Adam Gilchrist. Last week, I had so much good feedback from people going, Adam Gilchrist's chat was amazing. I said, wait till part two. It's even better. Comes out Wednesday morning. Here's a little sneak preview.
JL is absolutely full of shit.
Getting your baggy drone. I'll
never forget those words.
What was the best sledge you ever copped?
And then in the darkness over there, you just see this little orange glow.
That's a great mate in Shane Warne, a great mate in Roy Andrew Simons, and a mentor in Rod Marsh. In a really short batch of time.
It was a crazy ride, but it was bloody good fun.
Adam Gilchrist, ladies and gentlemen.
So good.
It was bloody good chat.
I'm going to go back and listen to it. And I was here for it.
Yeah, correct. What was I going to say? It was...
Orange glow?
Yeah, orange glow.
It's so good.
If you can guess who that's about. Yeah. If you can guess who that's so about. Great. We asked for a warning story. It was bloody brilliant. Yep. Adam Gilchrist. We had our first million...
Oh, I went to a mill.
Millie. We had our first millie on Instagram.
Yeah.
What's it to do with the Indian population?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And also Gilly's following.
Maybe. But we hit a millie. No one really cares. Congrats to us. Congrats to you. Paywise, Tab Touch, Shelter Brewing Co., Mumba Digital. But here's Jared Madger from Fat Chat.
All right. Jared Madger, host of Fat Chat, which is starting this Wednesday. Very excited about that. He's got blonde hair, fresh new season, new haircut.
I'm excited about that, to be honest.
Also, it looks very good. Also, very hungover. Why don't we start there, Jared? How are you feeling, mate?
Oh, boys. It's to be fair, it's lucky that I've had 24 hours to get over this hangover, but getting older now, I'm 27, guys, and I just do not bounce back like Body Magic used to.
Bloody hell.
Very much tragic nowadays. I've just been the pinnacle of health for too long. The piss fitness is just out the window now.
Body Magic goes to Fred again for one night. I think it was 11 o'clock curfew at Body Magic at Fred again.
That's right.
No kids, no pets. He's just got his missus to look after. He's been sleeping for 24 hours straight and he's just managed to jump on. It's 4 p.m. Wake up 2 days later.
Look at the eyes, boys. These are some very, very sad eyes going on here. But I'm definitely feeling a lot better coming and chatting with you now. So it's definitely helped me out.
In fairness, so people tuning in that don't know Jared, Body Magic, runs a bit of a PT side of things, looks after a few AFL players. Jared, I reckon you'd be pretty happy with yourself at the moment. A couple of your boys going very, very well. Nick Martin, one of those lads.
Nick Martin. The boys are flying. So, yeah, the guys that I've worked with are sort of like most, more recently has been Nick Martin, Trent Rivers, Luke Jackson, Shannon Neal from Geelong as well. So we have pretty sort of solid hit outs and pre-seasons with those guys. And Nick has just taken it to another level again. Trent's taken it. I think Trent got the most disposals for any Melbourne player the other night as well. Shannon's building up to hopefully getting a couple more games and everything this year too, and Luke's killing it too. So it's pretty good. I get to very much live out my AFL dreams, just pretending that I've made every part of their whole game and all the improvement happened pretty much. But I'll claim it for sure.
We should put a Body Magic Tab Touch multi on.
Yeah,
that would have loaded up.
Absolutely. I am excited. You mentioned Shannon Neal. He's an absolute rooster. I saw him. He came in last... at the end of last year to do an interview with Jared, tall, handsome, just an absolute belter of a guy.
Yeah,
I probably could get his number. He looks like he's going to be huge. Also, you interviewed Jeremy Sharp as well towards the back end of last year. So, and he's come in flying already for Fremantle, said he was trying to sort of make his way into the team, and he's definitely done that.
Yeah, me and Jez, we actually did a pretty solid. We did about 6 weeks together in between when he wasn't at Gold Coast and starting up at Frio, because like he couldn't actually start until it was like announced as a top-up player. So we had a really, really good little patch together. He was actually joining me in on the swimming that I was doing for my Ironman at the back of the year last year. And he's a really, really good swimmer. So we're hitting out some like serious Ks, as well as obviously doing all the other sort of gym work and everything. But he's just a crazy endurance athlete. And all he needed was just to have a little bit more opportunity. And he's getting that at Frio, and he's been absolutely killing it as well so far, which is so good to see. So
Just like any good football side, any good football team, they make some tweaks in the off season. So Fat Chat by Body Magic is back for season two, bigger and better. What can the people expect? What's changed? How's it looking? What are your thoughts and feelings on it all?
Definitely. Well, you know, we sort of put our heads together and we went, how can we make this a little bit more different and really level up Fat Chat for this year? And we've gone to like almost doing like what you guys do, a little bit more of a segment show. And it's not just me that's as part of the episodes. I've got a few other people that are coming in and, you know, really making the show something really special. So I've got Matt Burton, who's an Ironman legend. Nice. For anyone that's, you know, talking anything to do with marathons, running, endurance stuff, he's just the man, and he's very, very funny in a very dry sense of humor kind of way. So he's really great. But then I think the bit that I'm actually most excited about is I've got my mum on. So I don't know if you boys had a sister or a girlfriend partner or a girl that was a friend that used to read the Dolly magazine. You know how they had like the tear out section of the Dolly magazine, and it was like all the naughty sex stuff, and that's like it was before the internet. Like it was brilliant. You know, before you look up all this stuff, and you'd be ready to tear out and see all the naughty questions. So we're bringing that to Fat Chat, and I've got my mum who's a doctor, and we're asking her anything and everything. We're getting people to send in, you know, their weirdest questions they possibly can think of that they would like some advice with. And I went digging deep with all like the old Dolly magazines and got some of those questions. So nice. I think from the first episode, I think a couple of them were like, you know, why do I wake up with an erection every morning? That's, you know, number one.
And your mum breaks that down in front of you, does she? Is her name Dolly? What's going on?
Yeah, it's pretty wild, and there is absolutely nothing off limits, which has been so great. It's a serious laugh. Like you'll learn a lot.
Brilliant. I want to know the answer to that question.
Answer that question. Well, it's actually
We'll have to tune in.
Very good. So we'll be releasing episodes on Wednesdays. FatChat_ has its own Instagram profile now. So go give that a look. Give that a follow. FatChat@backchatstudios.com.au. You can email us there as well. So if you've got questions for your mum, is it Dr. Magic? Is that the
Dr. Magic? But Dr. Magic, right?
So good. Yeah.
It's Dr. Magic. It's honestly become a thing. It's going to go huge.
Yeah, that's so awesome. That. And we're going to keep a lookout for some of these boys that Joe's been training. And if you're on the fringe, you want to make an AFL list. I'm thinking about maybe I should come to you if I want to make an AFL team. It seems like he's got the touch of magic on him.
The magic touch.
Magic touch.
Absolutely. Well, you want to make sure that you get that fist ball, you know, championship up to the next level, Dan. Oh, yeah, there's that many things that we can do for it.
Jared.
You're swimming now as well, right?
Yeah, correct. I was going to ask you, but like, do you have any Australian athletes on your books? Because like, there is one sitting right here.
All right. I wouldn't say that I am his trainer, but I have done a couple of weeks training with Peter Bowl. So I'm definitely, he's been through the gym.
Don't worry about Peter Bowl, mate. Look, he competed at the Olympics, all that sort of stuff. Mate, Dan Conn's right here.
Right here.
I've got, absolutely. Got you boys too. But okay. That's pretty awesome. What else have I got? Some basketball players, some boomers players that have come on through. There's a whole big mixed bag of guys for sure.
What are you doing? Are you doing last year? We saw you do a endurance marathon, like an absolute lunatic, off the back of no training whatsoever. Clearly, you trained for it, but you've never done that before. Anything like that on the cards this year?
Look, there's nothing just yet. I'm just focusing up on talking everything thrush erections, you know, how to get rid of all your STDs over on Fat Chat and bring you the best interviews over there to start it off the year. And then, you know what, we might see what the second half is to offer.
Well, Jared, that is the end of us. We're looking forward to watching Fat Chat by Body Magic this year. Body Magic. mate, we're wrapping up the show as well. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. That's us done and dusted. Remember, merch, it's Wharfie time, baby. It's Wharfie time this year, Jared. You know that. It's Wharfie time. It is also up the coasters time.
Fuck, is it?
I don't know. Yeah, we like beer coasters.
Up the coasters. We love the coasters. We respect them.
We've got our live derby preview / Backchat Ale launch at the Leaderville Hotel Thursday, the 18th of April. Tickets are live right now. Jared's already got his. He's in early. Aren't you, Jared? You'll be there.
Those that you do, they pack out. Every single one that I've been down to, everybody is that much fun. People jumping on doing the Fat Chat Challenge. They're listening to all the shows. Like the actual like crew that come on down to those gets better and better every time. So, yeah, can't wait for that next one.
Okay, give us all a follow. Do your thing. Have I missed anything, Dan?
No, that's it.
Paywise, Tab Touch, Whip and Snap Whiskey, Shelter Brewing Co. and our good friends at Mumba Digital. Thank you for your time. Jared, thank you for your time. We're going to see you very shortly, every week, in fact, over at Fat Chat. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.